MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
You ever hear people having sex? You ever hear that? That's uncomfortable. I stay in a lot of hotel rooms. I walk down the hall 2, 3 in the morning, and you hear it. And you know when you hear it. Somebody had stubbed their toe 38 times in a row in under 2 minutes. Someone is banging. And it ain't you. Just walking down the hall, mind your own business, you know, just... What? Yes? Like you're going to help out. Oh, they've been waiting for you. You need me? Here's the thing. You never hear people having sex. You will never hear that. What do you actually hear? Women. Girls. Because girls are the screamers. When a girl's a screamer, she's either positive or negative. So you're, yes, 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 with the complete opposite. No, no, no. Just once I want to hear a girl, like, right in the middle, like, maybe, maybe, perhaps. But it's always girls. Mm. You never hear guys.
Oh, oh, oh my God, oh my.
I'm quiet in bed. I'm not loud. I'll tell you what I sound like when I make love. I'm so bad, I don't even call it making love. I call it making like. When I make like, I sound like a very scared man who is crossing a very thin sheet of ice. And all he's trying to do is get to the other side. That's what I sound like. Sounds something like this. Almost there. Ooh, thank God that's over with. Oh.
I almost died.
Now back to me. Keep coming in. Hold on. Back to me. Are you getting that? Vincent, help me out. Please lift this flap up, Vincent. Vincent, get the hell away from me. Vincent! All right.
Irma Gerd. I just ordered my Irma Gerd Kerfer t-shirt in the mail. I ordered it online from tinyurl.com/MLRTs. The URL's tiny because us MLR listeners are too busy for full URLs. The cool thing about the site is there's a new design every day, and it lasts only one day. Now you never have to worry about wearing the same thing as someone else. The odds are too good that you'll look like a dope, unique hipster instead of a played-out noob. Designs are submitted by artists and illustrators, and the styles range from TV and movie references to video games, classic cartoons, comics, and more. It's pretty simple. There's one new super limited edition tee every 24 hours for only $10. And how's the quality of the shirts, you ask? Amazing! They fit great, they don't make you feel like you're wearing a burlap sack or fiberglass. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRTs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES and order your t-shirt today.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I don't like that our girlfriends talk to each other.
Dude, you get this too?
Yes.
Does your girlfriend go to you and go, oh, yeah, Kelly said this to me yesterday. Yes. Dude, I get it every other day. It's like, oh, yeah, Marie said this to me. Marie said that.
I like it.
They haven't even met in person yet.
Dutch, is Kelly involved in that private Facebook girls of MLR only chat?
Marie and Kelly, yes.
Wait, and Marianne?
The ladies of MLR. Marianne.
There's a what? I don't know about this.
Okay.
Wow.
You know that.
Just
you know.
Label it the bitches of MLR.
Fucking. Okay, first
actually,
off.
Actually, I don't know if Kelly's here. She's about
Mitch, are you invited?
No, I'm not.
Kelly, I guarantee you. By the way, Sherry.
I'm
Kelly
only in the recipe
you.
Swap.
What, this is something I did not know about this.
What happened to this station?
First off, how long have you been keeping this secret from me?
And how long have they not known that you're a lady?
The conversation started November 17th.
What? This has been going on under my nose
yes.
for more than a week, and I don't know what the fuck?
Why would you even be informed?
Because, I don't know, my station.
Check out Dutch and Royce Live, Tuesdays 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! I have to have sex with Dutch.
Yeah, you can just beat off to me and then leave.
How do you positive spin herpes?
That's what I say about penises.
This is not good radio!
A hippo's not a porpoise.
Oh, I was talking about you.
I'm still also not a porpoise.
Really? Actually, you know what's sad? Match.com accepted a rapist, and you can't get on eHarmony.
Remind me never to leave this show, because if I do, you will just go on a tear and ruin my life.
No, I would never ruin your life, Dutch. You do a good job with that by yourself.
Ow.
But yeah, no, your drinking problem, remember?
Other than the prostitute that I lost my virginity to? No.
Dude! You're a loser. You were you stupid jerk. Dude.
Don't forget, we are better than you.
All right, take two. Welcome back to the second take of Dutch and Roy. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties there with Roy's computer.
Technical and biological, because you also had to go make a duty.
I had to make a big old shit. I kind of want to leave that in the beginning.
By the way,
I started panicking when the intro played, because I was like, oh no, McDonald's I had yesterday is now killing me.
Upside, my computer is not dead. It was just a shitty monitor. So good news.
Oh, so you were live the whole time?
No, it wasn't. I was not, but I'm fixing it. We'll be back up in a second.
Okay, cool. We'll just keep the ad stream on my end, and then you can just do the video and on yours.
It'll be up in a little bit. We'll let you guys know in the chat. Anyway, welcome to Dutch and Royce.
I'm Dutch. That's Royce. That's Marie. Hi. And that's Mitch.
Hi.
You guys know the number. You know the Twitter. Speaking of Twitter, I posted a picture earlier today. Marie, I can't type with my finger.
Don't you worry.
Something with his hands. He uses his hands a lot. Remember the guy that was using his hands?
Just hands.
With his hands. He has hands all the place.
So what you're looking at
did
there.
Someone say something about hands?
What you're looking at there is the tip of a very deep puncture/laceration wound that I got from a drill press today.
A drill press?
Yeah, I was working on it, and I was, you know, whatever project I was working on, and I had gloves on, and
you trying
I just
to make new shoes.
And I had it up, gotcha. I didn't pull it down on my finger. It was up and spinning because I was switching a part out, and my glove caught the very tip of it. It grabbed the glove and my hand and wrapped it
spun
and pulled
it,
spun it around. I got locked up in the thing. Luckily, I was able to hit the button quick enough, but immediately the inside of my head, just blood everywhere. My dad was there, and he almost passed out because he can't handle blood.
Magula, she's such a little trooper.
Ew.
Went to the ER, got 8 stitches, and it's all bandaged up now, and I can feel my heartbeat in it right now.
Ew.
That's not so cool.
It's not cool. It hurts.
No. Why don't you crazy glue that bitch?
You know how like when you cut yourself, you got like a flap of skin? I had a chunk of my finger meat just kind of hanging out.
I don't, because my skin is impenetrable.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see all kinds of different weird colors inside there and like pieces of white?
Well, yeah.
I saw white. Sure, and
there's plenty of colors in there.
Well, that made me take an x-ray because they thought maybe it had nicked the bone.
It's in the bone! It's in the bone!
So this happened earlier this morning. And for emergency rooms, not a whole lot of getty up and go at those places. They kind of they like to take the time.
Really? So you're saying that they don't really...
They don't take emergencies very emergency-like. It's kind of like, you sit here. I literally sat for about 4 hours before I actually got someone to attend me.
Joel imagined a 1910 video with two guys in a little fabric stretcher going, hut, 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 hut.
Bring them in, boys.
Woo, 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 woo.
We gotta get some leeches on him, but who's gonna die?
Get him on a morphine drip, stat.
But no, people who were like hurt and crying, somebody was throwing up, and I feel like a pussy.
I just want to point this little thing out. Apparently, your girlfriend Dutch. Kelly, this she just found out that you cut your finger open by listening to you tell it on the radio.
Oh, yeah. I don't call and tell her every injury. I get to get hurt a lot.
Hey, honey. I forgot to tell you I was in the emergency room.
Yeah, I was in the ER this morning, babe. Sorry.
Although I will say, in your defense, I did the same thing when I cut my finger open. I didn't tell anyone. I just walked over and tried to bandage it up without anyone looking. My dad's like, hey, I see blood. What'd you do? I'm like, oh, I guess I cut my finger off.
I guess I cut my finger off.
Yeah, the greatest part about that awful picture is that Marie favorited it. Oh, yeah, you just said that in the chat room.
That's why I say, like, we've talked about it before on the show, but, like, those awkward times when you're on Facebook and you're like, well, okay, this guy just said his grandpa died and that he loved him. I want to like the fact that he loved him.
But am I liking the fact that the grandpa died?
I don't want it to seem like I'm liking the fact that this grandpa died. Like, you know, like, don't make – I blame that on the poster, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's a poster thing. If you're going to do that, it's your fault.
They should have a I feel you, bro, like, button.
What I should have done – and the thing is – when
send it to Facebook. I feel you, bro, button.
With that picture, I was in the weighing room. My hands were still dirty. I haven't gotten any – I literally still had, like, the shitty, dirty paper that I had when I walked in there with it. Oh, and when I got to the front, I was holding, like, this wad of bloodied rags around my thing. And it hadn't stopped bleeding, or I didn't know if it stopped bleeding yet. And I get up to the front, and there's two receptionists, like, okay, so what happened? I'm like, oh, well, you know, I have a pretty deep gash.
Look at my
hand! Yes. And they're like, well, we're going to have to see it. They're like, well, we're going to have to see it. So I pulled.
Ew.
I was like, okay. And so I lean my hand over the desk, and I pulled off. It just starts gushing on their desk. I'm like, hey, you asked. And they're like, no, it's fine. We get blood out here all the time. So that's
and then
concerning.
You're like, wait a second. Then you're like, wait, how often do you get blood on here where my hand is, where my open wound is?
Well, they immediately like put on gloves and took out like the, you know, alcohol swabs and everything and got rid of it all. But
immediately or really slowly?
Really slowly.
No, they immediately clean up their desk, but they're like, okay, go sit in the chairs for a couple hours.
I literally sat in the outside waiting room for about an hour, and then they brought me back, you know, gathered all my information, right. Figured out if I was allergic to anything, yada, yada. Make me go sit back. They're like, we're going to need to do an x-ray because, like I said earlier, they wanted to make sure that I hadn't, you know, nicked the bum. Another hour later, this dude comes out, and he's like, okay, I'll bring it back to the x-ray room. I go back. I put my hand down the x-ray thing. He's like, where's your wristband? I'm like, they didn't give me one. Oh, you're going to have to go back. So he goes back, tells him about the wristband. The lady's like, oh, he didn't give you a wristband? I'm like, no, you didn't give me a fucking wristband. So then another 15 minutes.
You must
minutes,
be this tall to get seen by a doctor.
Finally give me a wristband. And then before they put it on, they're like, is this information correct on here? And they misspelled my last name. I'm like, well, no, everything else is fine except for my last name. Oh, my God. So they had to start the process all over again. And I'm sitting here with an x-ray technician just awkwardly staring at each other. And he looks at me. He's like, this happens like once a day. I was like, oh, okay, nice. So then finally they go back, give me an x-ray. I go back in the waiting room for another hour. And then, you know, a lady comes back and she's like, okay, we're going to soak your hand down. So they bring me back in this, like, you know, this sterile shit. They had me just held my hand in there for another hour. So I got all wrinkly and shit. I'm like, do I hold this just in the whole time? Because it's kind of like, you know, like when you see yourself bleed underwater and it's like, you know, like wafting thing up.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh, you're fine. So I have this like blood red water that I have my dirty hand in. Someone comes back to finally scrub it and put all this like, you know, disinfectant on it. And then finally, this panicked doctor woman who looked like I was the 4,000th person that she'd sewn up that day already comes over and gives me 8 stitches. And then that's about it.
Does it hurt? It has to hurt so much to get stitches.
Well, it hurt. Well, they numbed up my finger. They put in like the general anesthetic. But the problem was, I also got a tetanus shot while I was at it. Which, by the way, how could a shot feel so heavy? It felt like they were putting like
it hurts.
They were putting like, you know, I don't know, like brown, like just heavy, like concrete in the side of my arm. I was like,
yeah, good luck sleeping on that side of your body.
I know. And I was looking at them. I'm like, why did that hurt weird? Like, what was that? They were like, I don't know. It was like certain medicines for some reason. I'm like, okay. So then they go to numb my finger up, and she puts in like, and that burns. The general anesthetic where they stick a needle in around the part they're about to do, you know, mini surgery on. Like, if I felt like my hand was on fire. I was like, ah. And she was like,
Dutch's hand is on fire.
So they do that, and she numbs up the side. Well, the first stitch she does, I start feeling a little bit of pain. I'm like, that hurts. And she was like, oh, we're going to do a little bit more over here. So she put another shot in. So, yeah. So anyway, so she stitched it up. You don't feel anything, Marie, but I couldn't look because it was literally like chunks of finger meat. And she's like, oh, my God, it looks like you lost part of your finger. So this is going to be a difficult stitch. And I was like, oh, that's...
Finger meat is a great band name.
It is.
But yeah, so then she put in a bunch of stitches. But like, I have a lump because this thing literally took like it's like if you took a sharp spoon and cut yourself with it, but didn't like did like a digging motion while you did it. You know what I mean? So I had like, oh, it was terrible.
Spoons are sharp, you dumbass. Why didn't you say a knife?
But know what I mean? Like, no, spoon, meaning like...
Did you ever cut yourself with a spoon?
No, it's as if they... You know, think about like a drill bit. Like, it dug in and then pulled out from underneath. So I had like a chunk of finger shit...
Think about a large...
Still bone. Connected to the top part, but it was like hollow underneath. You see what I'm saying?
As some sort of device for opening up cans.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It's like that.
But different.
But a drill bit.
No. You know, is that it?
Well, I was just going to ask you. No, I was just waiting for Marie to stop talking.
Well, no. I wasn't trying to be mean. You reminded me of something when you said the gushing blood thing. A similar
story. I was going to ask you guys. Yeah, if you guys have any like gushing blood stories?
Let me tell you this. I had really shitty insurance. So let me start with that. And over here, I don't know how it is over there, but over here at in Florida, a lot of the Walgreens also have clinics and also have labs in them where you go. I don't know if when you go to the doctor, they give you that paperwork to take your blood drawn, and then you go to like to one of those labs and you get your blood taken or whatever. They have them here. And the first time I came to the doctor here, they go, "You go to Walgreens, they'll take your blood to check your cholesterol and blah 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 blah." I'm like, "Oh, okay, Walgreens." And like, "No, it's a clinic thing." I'm like, "Okay." So I leave the doctor, I go to the Walgreens clinic, and it's true, it is a clinic thing. It's in the back. It's weird, next to the pharmacy. It's like a little doctor's office, you know. So I go there and I go, "Hey," and I get the guy, he goes, "Oh, you just need your cholesterol and blah, blah, blah." I'm like, "Yeah." So he goes, "Hold on." So he gets like, he doesn't even walk me into the little thing. You know where the pharmacy counter is, like at a Walgreens or a CVS or Rite Aid or whatever?
He takes you to aisle 8.
I'm standing in at the pharmacy and he pricks my finger there. I'm like, "What are you doing?" Bleeding. Not like in a doctor's office, like in a pharmacy, like next to me are like little shitty fucking drugstore toys, you know?
Right.
And I'm bleeding in a pharmacy and I'm like, "Are you sure you should be?" And then this guy didn't know how to do it. So then an actual nurse had to come out and go, "No, honey, come here." He goes, "This guy's doing it all wrong." And she finally did it for me. She goes, "Here it is, blah, blah, blah." But I had this weird Indian guy holding my finger. I'm squirting blood all over the candy bar. Like a fucking asshole. I'm like, "Jesus Christ, dude. I don't think this is sterile. This is not possibly a sterile environment."
He just came from Haiti. He doesn't know any better.
Indian.
India, Haiti.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Makes sense.
That type.
Yeah.
Now, I'm trying to think like that, because that... Like, my dad was at the shop today, and he is so squeamish when it comes to blood, and this shit was, like, pouring out of me. And my dad would, like, almost pass that. He was just like, look at that. He had the same problem when we were little kids and got into, like, injuries. He would always drive the car, but he'd always make someone else put the kid in the car because he couldn't look at blood. Like, he's just really squeamish about this stuff. I don't know why.
My dad's really squeamish, too. That's weird that our dads are both the same.
Yeah, they're both girly men.
My dad hasn't talked to me in 6 months. So everyone has dad.
Everybody, yeah.
Everyone's got daddy problems.
Oh, boy.
I laugh so I don't cry.
So,
do you want to talk about that later, maybe?
Dutch, do you want to be my dad at my wedding?
Sure.
Because I need someone there to be my dad.
I wish this wasn't like, true right now.
Mitch, did you want to be my mom? Because I need one of those two.
Sure thing, honey. I'll make you dinner.
I'll do my dance with you.
Mitch.
You want my world famous chicken pot pie?
Mitch!
What?
You can fucking hang out.
Oh. Damn it.
Dummy.
Stupid thing.
Oh, memories. So what else is new?
Is there audio from the Ustream? They're saying in the chat room that the only audio is from the Ustream.
Oh, yeah, it says the, oh, well, let me reboot the audio stream for the kids.
No, I'm on the audio stream.
No, they're all.
Ustream?
The only audio is coming from that. Ustream has no audio.
You stream, you son of a bitch.
We all stream for ice cream.
Mommy and Daddy are yelling.
Let's anyway, see. I'm paying attention. Don't worry. Keep talking, you
okay.
asshole.
Well, before we get too much further into anything, have you guys seen that? And you know what? Do you have the Ustream up? Because I can just screen share from here.
Go for it.
Here, I'll just screen share from my end over here. Have you guys seen that Auburn, Alabama finishing?
Yes.
For the listeners who don't know what we're talking about, and Maria, I don't know if you can, let's see.
Instead of saying for the listeners who know what we're talking about, just say women.
All right, so for the women who don't know what we're talking about.
That doesn't know what he's talking about.
All right, so Alabama and Auburn played there the yearly.
It's an Alabama and Auburn.
Alabama and Auburn are, you know, hated rivals. They play the Iron Bowl every year. The two schools are like a half hour from each other. They've hit each other since the, you know, 1800s when the schools were first formed. And so every year they play this game. Now, it was tied. Alabama's ranked number one. Auburn's ranked number four. So Anna. These two teams really hate each other. And so it was tied at the very end. There was 1 second left to go. And
no one can get anything done in a second.
And the kicker who had the senior kicker who was playing earlier that day had missed three field goals already. And like two of them were like chip shots. So they bring in a freshman kicker to kick a 57 yarder, which is impossible, especially with the marks being as wide as they are. But Nick Saban got cocky and was like, he didn't want to try to do a Hail Mary or kneel on it to go in the overtime. So he's trying to go for the win. So, and this is what happened. Just listen to this guy's call. And this is the guy from Auburn Radio, his call of the game. So listen to this.
Well, I guess if this thing comes up short, he can field it and run it out. All right, here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight. Holy cow. Oh, my God. Auburn wins. Auburn has won the Iron Bowl.
Man.
Auburn has won the Iron Bowl in
Hold
the
on,
most
listen.
Unbelievable fashion you will ever see. I cannot believe it. 34-28. And we thought a miracle at Jordan-Hare was amazing. Oh, my Lord in heaven. Chris Davis just read it. 109 yards. And Auburn is going to the championship game.
How great is that?
Sounds like the, oh my God, we're having a fire. Sale. We're burning alive.
I love that stuff. Like just the Homer calls that these guys will do. That's awesome. How could you not love that kind of shit? But yeah, dude, it literally was, I've never seen anything like that before.
So the other team, they figured that they were going to just win it and gave some freshman a chance to kick it. And
yep. The kid hadn't played all year, came out 57 yards. And then, you know, in a kickoff, if you don't make it and it's still in bounds, you can field it like it's a pass or like it's a punt. And what ended up happening was is that Nick Saban put out all of his fat, big linemen so they could block it. So none of the fast guys could come through and try to push him over to block it. So when the fast guy got it, he had just tubby guys trying to tackle him. So he was able to just take it to the house. And if you knew how much these teams hate each other, have you seen that documentary called War Eagle, Roll Tide?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's nothing that.
It's completely different.
It's awesome.
Have you seen that documentary?
It's more like the Bo Jackson documentary.
Have you seen that documentary on World War II?
What's it about?
It's about a little girl that writes a diary.
I like it.
Well, no. It's kind of the same.
You're kind of the same.
You're comparing it to the Anne Frank story. You're comparing the Auburn and Alabama game to Anne Frank.
So, meanwhile, so after that game, Alabama's place kicker, Cade Foster, the guy who missed missed all three of his field goal attempts in the last night's 23rd. And his bad night, he brought in that he was getting tweeted that night.
Okay.
You fucking suck. Kill yourself. Fucking kill yourself, you loser. If you have a girlfriend, I hope she cheats on you tonight with your best friend. You're the worst that has ever lived. You fucking bastard. Go die in a hole. Please die. You're a fucking piece of shit. Thank you for losing us another game. First LSU, now this. Fuck you. You're a sorry piece of shit. I hope you get wrapped and your mom gets the shit beat out of her. Yeah, they were.
You know,
not.
Those are the same tweets that I got when I said Workaholics was a bad show. So, I mean, I don't know if we can really gauge it off of those.
And by the way, guys, there'll be no video for the rest of the show because I give up. The computer's dead for realsies. So.
Okay. Well, I can probably start running it from my end, but that means they'd have to change up whoever puts it on there.
Whatever.
Whatever. Fuck it. We don't need video.
Yeah, just don't worry about it. Keep going.
Anyways, yeah. So. I feel bad for that kicker, to be honest.
Yeah. But, I mean,
I was going to say, on top of that, I apologize, Royce. His teammates started coming to his defense. CJ Mosley, one of the linemen, said, "You fake-ass Bama fan, stop sending threats to my teammate. You spoiled faggots." I think they just bleeped this out. "Respect what we do and know that we are human, and that's real."
I made a mistake because this it's funny you mentioned. I made a mistake to just throw a throwaway joke to Daniel Tosh because he tweeted something. Daniel Tosh tweeted, "I hope Ohio State doesn't jump Auburn. I don't think Urban's fragile heart could handle it." Now, obviously, they meant Urban Meyer.
Right.
I, of course, my little joke was Keith Urban is a bitch. And I got a lot of people laughing, but a lot of people were like, "You mean Urban Meyer, dumbass? You're so stupid." I'm like, what? And then he tweeted it again because he made a typo and he goes, "Oh, tweet please." Then I retweeted back, "Keith Urban's still a bitch." And people are like, "You're so dumb. Well, you're so stupid. You don't get things." I'm like, I'm done. I go, I'm done. People don't understand anything anymore. So I don't give it. I know Keith Urban doesn't coach any football runs.
Or does he?
Wait, did he retweet you?
No, he didn't, but I was the first person to reply to him.
So it was the first one that came up on the top.
Yeah, it's the first one that comes up. So, yeah, people. Then I made fun of Skip Bayless, too, because he said, "And don't call Auburn lucky," he tweeted, Skip Bayless. "Don't call Auburn lucky, you know, because blah, 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 blah." And I go, "Auburn's lucky. What are you going to do, get spray tan on me?" And people were really mad at going, instead of getting that I don't give a shit about Auburn, the joke was just to make fun of. There were these Auburn fans were just getting pissed at me.
Well, because they're also Keith Urban
because
fans.
I said they were lucky, because I said it was lucky.
Wow.
I don't care about Auburn. I don't give a fuck about Alabama.
But it was lucky. It was lucky how they won.
Of course it was. That's a one in a million thing. That was luck. That shouldn't have happened.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, they kept themselves in that game. They were playing really well the entire game. So I think that's what they're – I mean, yeah, it was a luck win. But here's the reason why Nick Saban didn't want to go into overtime, because he knew that team was probably going to beat him in overtime. So.
Yep.
Yeah, that was awesome. And then, obviously, the Ohio State and Michigan game won in a botched two-point attempt.
Pat wants to know who the fuck is Keith Auburn. Fair enough. You know what? Enough college football. I'm done with it too. Not for nothing, but I did OD on it because of that one play, Dutch. I could not, because I love watching SportsCenter, but because of that one play, that was every 3 seconds.
It was awesome, man. I remember I was able to watch it live. I was with Kelly and we were watching. I was just like, no way.
I missed it. My grandfather was here for Thanksgiving because our family now has separate Thanksgivings. And
You gotta be kidding me, man. You got to fucking be kidding me.
Anyway.
Dad's a fucking prideful asshole, man.
So anyway, the latter's true. So we were I forgot what I was saying now. Oh, anyway, Thanksgiving. So yeah, he was watching the game because that was the big game it was on, and I was like, "Oh, I gotta use the bathroom," because I thought game's over, you know? I'm like, "I gotta use the bathroom."
I come back down and he's like, my grandfather, he's out of his seat. And he's like, did you see that? I'm like, see what? He goes, you didn't see that? I'm like, see what? So then, of course, I
have. You didn't see
that? I'm like, stop saying that. What did I not see? but no, of course, they show the replay a million times.
Let's see here.
Cubs win.
Cubs win.
Did you guys see that Will Ferrell went to North Dakota?
Yes.
Some random. And sat down with their actual news anchor and did the news. In and by the way, this was the same station where that one idiot guy fucked up on the air and was said like fucking shit and faggot or something like that.
Yep. And he just did the news, right? No jokes?
No. I mean,
well, here you go. I got audio.
Amber, you look lovely tonight.
Thank you, Ron. You
this too. Is them coming out of a commercial break.
Are you married?
No.
Well, I am, so don't get any ideas. It's not too often you can call a sheriff's deputy a dummy and get away with it, even though I have. But in rural Slope County, North Dakota, there's an exception.
An old Crown Victoria sits and waits to surprise speeders who may travel through the county seat of Amadon too fast. Here's more on the deputy who's been causing double takes for more than 20 years.
So then they cut to the piece for about 5 seconds, and then they cut out of it, going right back to him. So obviously it was a full thing, but
whatever.
Although the actual sheriff says the town of Amadon is more known for its fairgrounds and church, many residents say the squad car usually sticks out as the most memorable. Yes.
What do you think?
Well, I have no idea.
By the way, dude, you have to see the visual. Like, he's looking straight at the teleprompter, holding the paper, reading the news, and then whenever he like cuts it to her, he like turns to his left, stares directly at her face, and she can't keep it together because she's just laughing.
Right.
It was funny. I guess I read somewhere else that like he well, there's a few more minutes in this. You want to hear it?
Yeah, please. I like it. So
in the sports, it's a rivalry weekend. John Schaefer as Bobcat highlights as they take on the hated Bruins. Mm. Sports is next.
KX News Weekend, winner of the Regional Emmy Award as Best Weekend Newscast.
So there is North Dakota winter for you. It's coming this way.
It's coming. There's no escaping it.
Thanks, Jared. Coming up on KX News, some men have pushed their facial...
She's having a hard time.
Whoa, what was that?
I don't know.
That wasn't me. I'm not doing anything. I only have one computer, so... Anyway, whatever. Go on.
...hair to the limits.
Up first, though, it's all about the speed limit in this small town. We'll show you who is keeping an eye on drivers with a lead foot when we come back.
Skycam brought to you by...
That's a Pac-12 battle, so... Playing good football today, and we'll see what happens. I don't know. It's a tough call.
I've never seen fighting in a hockey match before.
No.
That was fascinating. Thank you, John.
No problem.
Still to come tonight. One local man wins a bet by more than just a hair. Why he and his wife are relieved. November is over.
Plus, Jared takes a last look at the forecast.
There. It can get pretty cold this time of year. And a lot of men choose to forego their razors or trimmers for a little thing called No Shave November.
Some choose to let their facial hair grow all month long to raise awareness for a special cause.
And you walk in somewhere.
Sheldon says he was going to shave his beard after Thanksgiving, so I'm sure he's feeling a little bit more of a breeze on his face right now. Mm-hmm. And there's also Movember for mustaches.
I'm fond of those.
Ron, I was wondering about that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Wow, she has no
how long did it take you to grow that bad boy?
This, about 20 minutes.
Impressive.
You guys did a good job tonight.
Impressive.
I can't wait do it for real. That was a good warm-up.
Yes, very good warm-up. Yeah.
Well, we did get you something here.
We would like to officially thank you for being our special co-anchor.
Oh, my God.
KX News sweatshirt.
What is it? Is it a burp towel?
It's cashmere.
Oh, no. It's a sweatshirt. Sorry. That is lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it so much. And it was wonderful to be here. Really was.
Stay classy.
What?
Oh, man.
Come again?
Thank you.
Oh, am I supposed to read that?
She's like wanting him to go stay classy, and he's just like, what are you talking about?
Oh, he didn't do the bit.
Well, I guess he did, but they started rolling the credits, and they didn't like were able to get that in. But I read in like some interview, I guess he like they had been planning this for a while, and they didn't tell the anchors or anybody that this was going to be going on till like the day before. But I guess all the management and everybody was in on it. So
that's cool, man. I mean, the fact that he does that, like, you know, remember we played during the
weird commercial.
Yeah, the Michelob whatever commercial.
It was a commercial that was only ran in like five markets or something like that. It's just him making out with
some somewhere like Wyoming or something.
Yeah, some fat Mexican girl, and it was like a local, because you know how local stations get like their slots on the Super Bowl. Yeah, he.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it's funny.
Wolfpack's kind of known for doing that weird underground stuff from time to time. That's his thing.
It works for him, man.
Well, not that underground, because now he's like, isn't he Dodge's spokesperson right now? Like, I've seen those commercials. They've been popping up everywhere.
Well,
he's so underground that he's obviously above ground.
Well, I mean, he's doing this marketing thing brilliantly, where he's doing all this. Instead of just them showing the same three trailer 30-second commercials over and over again to promote the movie, he's doing this nonsense, which is going to make everybody, I'm going to go see it.
Yeah, of course, I'm going to see it. I mean, they got everybody back for it. I'm trying not to hype it up too much, you know,
in your own head,
because I'm afraid that it's, you know, that
it's going to be terrible.
Yeah,
it's going to be the worst thing, and it's going to make you hate the first one.
Ooh, I have 11 things you didn't know about Anchorman.
Okay,
such as
test me.
Let's see. Okay, do you know who the original cast was supposed to be for the film? Besides Will Ferrell.
Cast of the Beatles.
Champ Kind, who was played by David Koechner, was supposed to be John C. Reilly.
Oh, really?
Rick Tamlin, who was played by Steve Carell, obviously, was supposed to be Chris Parnell from Saturday Night Live.
Oh.
Brian Fantana, who was played by Paul Rudd, was supposed to be Ben Stiller.
Boo.
And I guess it looks like they kind of switched some things. Okay, Ed Harkin, who was was played by Fred Willard, was originally supposed to be Ed Harris. Garth Holliday. Okay, they're naming the other newscasters who was played by Chris Parnell, was supposed to be Dan Aykroyd, and Alec Baldwin was supposed to play Luke Wilson's character.
Wow. Okay. Luke, right. By the way,
some of those could have worked, I think.
Yeah,
what happened to Luke Wilson? Does he do anything anymore?
He got hit by a bus a couple times.
Yeah.
And that's all.
Just in his nose.
Yeah, a few times. Well, actually, you're thinking of his brother.
You're thinking of Owen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oops. Let me look up Luke Wilson's IMDb page. Let's see here. He was recently on a TV series called Enlightened, followed by being on Drunk History for an episode, which I really want to see Drunk History at some point. I hear it's very funny.
They are pretty funny.
He will be in Anchorman 2, and he's in some post-production things called The Skeleton Twins and Dear Eleanor and Ride, and filming and pre-production for Tibetan Rock Dog, which sounds great, and The Invitation, which sounds like a rom-com.
Okay. Apparently they had let's just get out of Hangout if we're not going to use video tonight. There we go. Apparently, they're supposed to have another fight scene in the original movie that involved fighting ninja monkeys.
Wait. Are they just monkeys that are ninjas that know how to fight? Or is it like a fighting fish type of name where the name itself is fighting?
Well, I will explain it to you. It says, the news anchors were supposed to have been in a plane that crashed into another plane full of monkeys who were knowledgeable in martial arts and were equipped with throwing stars
and things like that.
The two sides went to battle, and the news anchors somehow ended up eating humans. Oh, Veronica Corningstone and Ron Burgundy were inspired by actual anchors. I did know that. Now, let's see. Jessica Satevich, who apparently was an anchor in the 70s and frontline on, and was also a weekend anchor on NBC Nightly News, was the thing for Veronica Corningstone. And a Philadelphia anchor named Mort Krim was one of the first that they were.
What a terrible name.
Mort Krim? Oh, wait, I think he has a different name, though. I think he had like a different state. Hold on, let me read. Oh, apparently Savage died in a car accident. Oh, that's terrible. and she had a book called Anchorwoman.
Okay. I got it.
Apparently, the movie was pitched unsuccessfully multiple times to DreamWorks. Look where they're at. Amy Poehler was originally in the movie, and her role was cut entirely.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Poor Amy
I like
Poehler.
Amy Poehler, too.
I like her, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty funny.
Oh, and also Maya Rudolph, Justin Long, and other Freaks and Geeks alums were also cut. There's a lot of people who were in this movie that just got cut. Let's see.
Good. That's what made the movie good. If you have to make a lot of hard cuts like that, then you know you're doing it right.
Let's see. That stuff is worth even reading.
I think Amy Poehler would have been better than Christina Applegate. Just because you mentioned her, don't you think she would have been better?
The original name for Anchorman was a movie on a porn documentary based off of Ron Jeremy. But then I guess they bought the... Porn Star, The Legend of Ron Jeremy. They took Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy. I guess they must have bought that off of them. So, and apparently there's a bunch of Mary Tyler Moore references in the movie that I didn't know about. So that's it.
There is?
Oh, and apparently Ron Burgundy also had 11 homosexual experiences in the 70s.
That's not bad.
Nice. Well, I guess I kind of saw a little bit of Ted from the Mary Tyler Moore Show in Ron Burgundy. I didn't really think about it, but I guess I could see if I watched it again, I could probably point some out. But that's cool.
Ron's dog Baxter was named after the anchor Ted Baxter.
Yeah.
Right.
There you go.
You know I don't speak Spanish. God,
that was a funny movie, man. And it took a little while for that movie to take hold, but I liked it. I don't care what anybody else says.
Every time it's on, you have to watch the whole thing.
No one's going to be like, Anchorman was terrible. It was a good movie. Come on now. Okay. Speaking of good movies, the lead of
Extraordinary Gentleman. Oh, damn it.
Paul Walker never had his car. You hear about that?
Oh, yeah. Paul Walker. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, we haven't touched on that yet.
No, we haven't. Paul Walker decided to join the apparently...
the Ryan Dunn Club.
Apparently God needed a bad Keanu Reeves lookalike. Ah! Hey, Dutch.
Well, actually, it was more like this. Ah! Oops, hit the wrong button. Ah! And then, where's my We're on Fire button?
I've come to the conclusion that no person that's remotely famous will ever be able to die in peace anymore.
Hey, hey. He died just like he lived, on fire in a car.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's awesome.
He lived his life a quarter mile at a time, though.
Yeah, well, he
should've... Oh, my God! We're having a fire!
But now what are they going to do? Because, like, he was such an integral role.
Oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
He was such an integral role in the plot of... I couldn't do it without laughing.
He's on fire.
But that movie's so terrible, you could replace him with just
it's awful.
With a Coke can, and they wouldn't notice.
And I was saying this to Kelly, too, and we actually kind of got in a little bit of an argument about it. I'm like, look, he's going to have his own in memoriam, like, 30-second segment at the Oscars. I'm like, can we be honest here? He was an awful actor. And so, you know, everybody's going to have his whole, oh, my God, he's going to be so missed. And it's just this fake sense of you know... by the industry and everybody. I mean, I feel bad for his friends and family. And apparently he was a pretty good dude and like he died during like a charity thing. Fine. But you know the Academy is going to be this whole, he was such a great inspirational actor. Shut up. No, he wasn't.
All right. Let's just look at his legacy that he left on IMDb.
No. You misread that. The only thing he had to his name was a Subaru Legacy.
And then apparently said this.
Oh, my God. We're burning alive.
Jesus.
I know. It was death on impact.
Did anybody heard in an episode of Charles in Charge?
Hold on.
In
Pat said Paul Walker's IMDb is hilarious. I wonder why.
Okay. Let's pull it up.
Well, I did. So... the first thing I recognized, because I'm not going to start when he was in 1986. Yeah. 1990, Charles in Charge. He was on an episode. And then he was on an episode of Who's the Boss?
Uh-huh.
And The Young and the Restless.
Wow, he made the rounds. Oh, that's a picture of the car. Look at that.
He was on an episode of Touched by an Angel.
That'll buff out.
He happened to be in Pleasantville. I didn't realize that.
Oh, really? Who was he?
Skip Martin.
Tobey Maguire?
No, he wasn't Tobey Maguire. Oh.
He was Kristen Dunst?
No.
Wait, who was the girl in that? I forget.
No, another one. I don't remember.
He was what's his face from Newsroom?
He was in She's All That.
Uh-huh. Who was he? Was he she or
the
All That?
He was the bro guy to Freddie Prinze Jr.
Dean Sampson.
Yeah, he was the guy who makes the bet. He's the reason why the whole movie gets started. He's the one who makes the bet saying, I bet you can't take that good a prom.
And Varsity Blues.
Yeah, and that's the one where he's like, I bet you can't take that shot in your knee.
And then starts in 2001, The Fast and the Furious.
I bet you can't beat me in a quarter mile. He loves making bets with people. That's all he likes to do.
And then, I didn't know this, there was a video short, Turbocharged Prelude to Too Fast, Too Furious.
Really?
Followed by the movie Too
Fast,
Too Furious.
Hold on, Marie. I am putting it on my download queue right now.
All right, good.
Cheers. Now what's going to happen is, now that he died, how are they going to tie up all the loose ends from the other six films? What's going to happen, Dutch?
No, Michelle Rodriguez is still alive again.
Yeah, and did they ever Tokyo Drift?
Well, if they've not seen Resident Evil, she's obviously a zombie at this point. That's the reason why she doesn't die. Come on, people.
Yeah. Wait, I'm confused.
I thought it was she was a lesbian.
Guys, I'm confused. Yeah, movie The Fast and the Furious 2001. But then
there's Fast and Furious.
Yes.
Lesbians and zombies.
Zombies.
Because apparently they're the same thing, according to Royce.
And by the way, good porn name, Fast and the Furious Tokyo Clit.
Oh!
No. Great porno.
And then, of course,
verbal trademark.
We all blurred out, though.
Don't forget about you guys. You're forgetting about the iconic Fast Five, which is the fifth one.
Right. Is that what Five stands for?
It's as good as Rocky Five.
Really?
If not better.
Oh God! No way.
It is.
If I could change,
you could change,
and I could change my oil and beat you in a quarter mile.
And then we all wonderfully remember Fast and Furious 6.
You should have been double clutching.
Oh, no. Look what. Aw. His IMDb page says 2014, Fast and Furious 7 in production.
Womp womp.
Oh, no.
Maybe he'll come up like a force ghost, like in Star Wars.
They don't take that shit down? I don't know. Is it
rude to? The movie's coming out. From what I've read, he had filmed all his scenes for it.
Oh no!
So it's a posthumous release, I believe it's pronounced.
Oh no!
I'm sure it's going to be as good as Heath Ledger's posthumous release of Dark Knight.
Yeah, Mission Impossible.
Uh huh.
I don't want to be haunted. As
you mean the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus or whatever it was?
And Things I Hate About You.
Mission Impossumous.
I'm actually pretty good at doing a Paul Walker impression, but you have to give me like an emotion.
Used.
No, that's easy. That's just him. Give me an emotion.
Okay, I got it. Okay, you are hold on. You're chasing after a Russian guy who kidnapped a kid, but you're actually an undercover cop, but you're in the crime gang, but you need to keep your undercover secret until you can take down the Russian crime gang. Go.
What? Scene.
That was actually the entire plot of Running Scared. You did a really good job.
Really, thank you. I've been working.
You know,
I
just recorded what he said, and this is what. Here you go. This is it. There you go.
Thank you. Perfect. Wow, that's for you, man. R.I.P. Paul Walker.
You are now permanently on my board.
Hopefully, your hearse has some NOS in it, so you get to the fucking your podcast.
Oh no!
Too Fast, Too Furious. Oh, there goes Ludacris' acting career too.
Luda.
Pat says Paul Walker turned down.
You know,
faster and more furiouser furiouser. I don't even know how you say that word.
I don't.
Faster and more furiouser three.
Furiouser. There you go.
Get any more angry? Like, how can you be more and more angry every movie? Just calm down a little.
But on the plus side, though, with Paul Walker dead, does this mean that John has a chance at a starring role in Fast and Furious 7 or 8?
Good point. I wonder how John's taking this. He was co-stars with him in the second movie.
Oh, he was. He was Guy and Visor who picks up Cone.
Wait, no. Was it second movie or first movie?
Second.
Second
dummy.
Movie. Guy and Visor who does backflip off of her and picks up Cone.
Yes.
One of the funniest moments on this show when you just lost it, just imagining him. It's part of the intro.
No.
He's doing a backflip off the side of the thing, proving that he could do it, and then getting breaking his neck.
Whatever, he's good.
Just imagine his co-star is going, dude, you would look really righteous if you did a backflip. But I'm sure you couldn't do it. You're a little short. What do you mean you can't do it?
I'm going to do it right now.
Fuck out of my way, guys. I got this.
Fast forward. He's getting pulled up. Like
fast forward, you just hear an ambulance pulling up.
I'm starting to think that's how Joel cut his finger. What do you mean I can't touch the drill bit?
I can touch the side of it all I want. I'll jerk it off. Watch me do it.
Did you notice when you, by the way, I have to ask this, did you notice when you went to the R room that it's just basically a doctor for, it's a regular doctor for minorities? The, it's an emergency room for white people, but a regular doctor for minorities.
I did notice a few, like ghetto people, not like, like Hispanic people who obviously didn't know what the room was for. It was like, yeah, I need a checkup because I have a cold. And I'm dumbfounded. No, she didn't say I had a cold, but that's basically the symptoms she was describing.
Right.
Like, what are you here for? Like, you know, I'm breathing heavy and I'm sneezing a lot and it's like I can't really breathe. And it was just like, okay, you either have allergies or you have a cold, man.
Yeah, why don't you leave? Because there's, you know, someone's having a heart attack. So
I have my fingers spooned out of me.
But you know, I was, and then they get mad. Like, that's the best part. Like, some of them even get upset. Like, why are they taking so long? I have a hangnail, and I'm not going to pay for this. But yeah, that's okay. Thanks, Obamacare.
Dude, did the Times Magazine cover? Did you see that?
Yes,
everybody's getting off the Obama bandwagon. They're like, okay, you fucking lied to everybody, you fuckhead.
But the bunny,
I love seeing this unravel. There you go, America. There you go. Just watching it slowly, and he's got what, three more years?
Yep. But the funniest part,
but
was,
all those Republicans are all just like, but we were saying this 8 years ago.
But the funniest part is, Dutch, out of the whole thing is, forget whether you agree with them or don't. It's just the stupidity of the government in general. Because I was reading an article, they could only handle the website, the server load could only handle 65,000 people at the same time.
Right.
That's, after that, it crashes. Now,
well, it's not even that so much. I mean, everybody's made all the fucking jokes about the website. I'm talking about the fact that he came out and said, if you have insurance, you don't need to change it.
No.
But now, yes, we do. If we don't have these 10 mandated things, we have to change it or we get fined either way.
Unless you're a guy and you don't have maternity care, in which case we're going to cut your insurance and you have to get maternity leave now.
Right. Like, okay. Yeah, I got to get maternity care and infant care and pediatric shit. I'm like, I'm a male who doesn't have a kid. Why are you trying to turn insurance into the fucking Comcast package sports deal?
Well, Dutch, the problem is then you're not going to get Red Zone.
You're going to want that lightning speed.
And then the problem is if you don't get Red Zone, then you're fucked, bro. And I don't want to see you be fucked if you don't have Red Zone.
True story.
But you're right. It's just this stupidity. Like, they didn't plan it. But for something that was supposed, they didn't plan anything. They just said, here it is. Good luck, guys.
Well, what was he trying to accomplish? Like, when he came out and said you can change it, you don't have to change your insurance at all if you like what you have.
We can
but
change.
But no. Yes, you can change.
We can change
my premiums, and that affects small businesses are all failing. Like, I kind of like that this is all going on because it just shows how much of a dunderhead this guy is.
Dunderhead.
Well, the good thing is the website only costs a small $600 million to make.
No, actually, you're wrong on that number. It's up to $1 billion now.
Oh, it's $1 billion now.
It's coming to $1 billion for a website design.
Who are they using?
Well, to be fair, it was
for
designed
servers.
By
hire Dennis.
You didn't hear my funny joke, guys.
The thing I was telling Royce is, you know, obviously the site crashes if we have a what's in the chat day on their website.
Yeah,
but,
good point.
But or who's in the chat? Sorry about the name bit. But what I was saying is if they spent that much money just trying to fix the damn thing, you know, that means they have no security on that website. And Anonymous is going to come and take over that.
Oh, Anonymous. I can't wait for them to take over this.
No, but no, they don't need to. That's the point. It's so fucked up. They don't need to.
They looked at it like they already did it to themselves.
They're basically doing what we would have done. And we don't even need. Yeah.
Yeah, like what are we? I mean, what
take
can
a
we
vacation
do?
Day, boys. We're off the job.
If anything, they might make it better.
Start fixing the code in there because they just feel bad.
So don't mind the penis pictures and all that kind of stuff. But you can still get help there.
There's a little logo at the bottom corner that says "Updated by Anonymous."
Working hard because the government won't.
We're trying to fix this shit.
Do you understand that Amazon could handle more people than our government's healthcare system?
Yeah, but Amazon's cool.
Why don't you buy more servers? Like, I don't understand. And $1 billion, there's just no reason for an internet problem that costs $1 billion. I guarantee it.
Okay, but the one package from GoDaddy for 2 years seemed more appealing than the package for 5 years, even though it came with less servers.
It's less and the thing is that here's a good thing, though, Dutch. Now they get 5 free emails from GoDaddy.
You don't get
that with anybody. Yeah.
That's like 100 megabytes of storage.
That's a lot.
For 5 years, even though it came with less servers.
It's less servers. And the thing is that you're doing what, that. That was Dutch.
Mitch, no. I haven't touched anything.
Dutch, it wasn't me.
Bro.
Was that? That was you, Royce. I know it's you. Is when you immediately start blaming me.
Be a professional again.
That was so you.
But I had you for a second. Come on.
No, you didn't. I know you. I've worked with you for years.
It was me. It was 100% me. I'm sorry.
Okay. On that note.
I be guys.
More like radio, less like crap.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were gonna say that, and I was gonna ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Wait, why is that guy gargling?
This is your morning wake-up call.
Get up.
It's how I get my morning started. They're my morning show.
All right, here's a little inside info. They're not even real listeners. These are stage people, and you hear the same thing across the entire country. And that's why Hammy, the true American, is going to serve his country and expose these hack shows for what they are.
Fail FM. Only on Burning Steel Radio. Friday nights, 8 to 10 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Marianne from Lust and Love. Recently, we decided the show needed more dicks, so we found the manliest man we knew to fill the spot, Dark Fox.
I know this is weird, but my boyfriend broke up with me because my dick is too short. He praised me about my skills and all, but this is a really good reason for a breakup? Because it's really hurting me until now. I can't seem to forget all the memories we had together. I know this can't be the reason, or maybe has he met another guy? I really cannot get over him because once he told me, I love your dick, whilst he was stroking it. That's the reason I will never let go.
Lust and Love, now gayer than ever. And that's saying a lot considering we used to have Hammy on the show. Join us Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern on MoreLikeRadio.com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
MoreLikeRadio.com. The new standard in internet radio.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show!
Mark out radio with Big T and Dark Fox.
masters of none.
360 on 420.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
It's Lust and Love Radio.
Ham Radio.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by Volume.
This is Unsigned with J5.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
It's the Red Show.
It's Daytime Divas with Marianne and Kitty.
Welcome to the Gentleman Show.
Welcome back to the Ellison Albert Show.
This is the Fifth Circle.
Radio Meltdown.
Sue Radio.
The Nerd Hour.
You're checking out the Cousin Joe Show on More Like Radio.
More Like Radio!
You ever wonder what goes on at morelikeradio.com? Midnights, Sunday, and Thursday? Well, here's how it sounds.
Two people in this damn radio show right now are shirtless, and one of them just farted.
Oh, punchy.
That's right, folks. It's 360 on 420. This is what you get every week.
Let's all get naked.
You don't jerk one out before you go to bed?
That's upsetting.
This is definitely a man's man kind of show. Five guys sitting around shirtless. They talk about everything. No big deal.
You know what you are? You're a ball buster.
I'm not that much of a Nazi. Come on now. Look, wait a minute. You don't jerk off Indian style? It helps the flow because you can feel the, you know.
It's part of his DDP yoga routine.
He's like, when you arc it at the ceiling fan, does it, like, hit it? The look I just saw from him is amazing.
So if this kind of talk is for you, come on by every Sunday and Thursday at midnight, morelikeradio.com. Dead babies.
Shirtlessness is an option.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining there?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More
right.
Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. There's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Gentleman Show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with...
A family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
Terry about my dark days in college, and it brought up some feelings.
Well, honey, Dick, that was a long time ago. You're not that same person you were.
You don't get it. There is a darkness inside of me. It wants to get out, wants to walk around. It wants some walking around money, and it wants to buy some shoes, and it wants to walk up with the people and say, hey, Gator, don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Never been about playing no shit. Every time you say be safe, it tears me apart. You gotta let me be who I'm gonna be.
Ellen, I'm pregnant.
Whose baby is that? Who's the man who did that to you? Gator's bitches better be using Jimmy's. I'm sorry. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh my God.
Oh no. Gator needs a scat, you punk ass bitch.
And we're... we're back. I don't know what happened. There was no
turn it up,
leading music to that one.
I didn't make that one.
Boy. Okay. Someone just put that in there and didn't put any leading music, so I just grabbed the first song I saw, which is Trace Atkins' Honky Tonk Badonkadonk. I literally went to my main music and just clicked the first song I saw. But anyway, welcome back to Touch and Voice, everybody.
Badonkadonk?
I just went over there and clicked it.
It was just there? It wasn't something that came out of your head?
No, I literally... Okay, you know how, like, you have playlists...
No, what's a playlist?
And in my playlist, there was no song after that because I just had other promos and stuff like that, and I wanted to come out of break. So I just went to my music list and just literally clicked the first song that was there. And that one happened to be there.
And I had to do that.
But don't get fell. Yeah. Keeping perfect rhythm. Get groovy, everybody. You want to slap your grandmother. Come on, everybody. And
just slap my grandma. Slap
your grandma. There you go. If you guys want to get touch with us, number is 954-573-2780, or just go to morelikeradio.com, hit the live link. You can no video tonight, but we have obviously the audio. That's the important thing, even though my face is very pretty. And still, I need to shave my beard because it's 3 days past no shave Vember thing, and I need to stop with this because it's getting really itchy.
You are just looking more and more like a person that's going to axe their family.
Ask them what?
Ask them a question.
You can't even say it wrong.
I can't even say it wrong. I'm like, ask them a question, sir. I cannot say an incorrect word.
Why do I have it? Oh, I know why it is. Because DJ gigs. Girls love this song. Oh, what a terrible artist Trace Atkins is.
About their rear end that's not offensive, kind of.
Right, because it doesn't say he doesn't say hillbilly shit maker. He says honky tonk badonkadonk.
I call it hillbilly.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyways. So, we're back. Let's see. What do you guys have anything? I mean, I didn't pull any music.
Let's talk about the Twitter fight that happened on the aeroplane.
Yeah, that turned out to be a lie.
Yeah, that was fake.
Wait, that was a lie?
Yeah.
It's always a lie.
He's a comedian, right?
Well, no, he was like a producer of The Bachelor or something. Mitch, can you find it?
Yeah, I'll look it up.
Yeah, it was fake. It was all made up by him.
Assume if it's on the internet that it is fake.
Yeah, I think, shortly thereafter, he, I guess either felt bad about it or something and just took a picture of, the wine glass and a chair and said, this is Diane. And kind of, just let everybody know, okay, this isn't real. And I think, Aziz Ansari was just like, for God, please, once, can one thing on the internet be true?
No, it cannot.
For those of you who don't know, Marie, go ahead and explain to the listeners what we're talking about.
Sexplain?
Sexplain.
I only say things sexily now.
Oh, you really?
No, it's not like it's arousing you. I just put the word sex in front of
his
sexily clan. Just to make sure that you know that I'm thinking about sex.
That's how you sex play, okay.
That's how you sex explain. I actually just have to pull up the page.
Well, you don't have to read the whole thing. It's a fucking...
You have to read the whole goddamn thing.
I'm not reading the whole goddamn thing.
I want to read the whole goddamn thing.
Well, okay, well, fuck, Maria, I was wanting to give a synopsis. But anyways, what happened was this guy's post.
I think you mean synopsis.
He synopsis of this was that he was trying to live tweet a fight he was having with a person on a plane because they're both taking off and going home for Thanksgiving.
Turned out they were snakes
on a motherfucking plane. He was just the
guy flying in the. Supposedly, this person he got in a fight with was one of those cunty passengers that are, complain about everything.
The Twitter account was The Year of Ellen. It was from Ellen Gale, E-L-A-N. And
a man named Ellen.
It's a man named Ellen, but not E-L-L-E-N, E-L-A-N. Alan.
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 Alan. Alan. Anyways. He just tweeted stuff like, our flight is delayed. A woman on here is very upset because she has Thanksgiving plans. She's the only one, obviously, praying for her. This is on Thanksgiving Day, by the way. And then he tweeted a picture of him riding on a coaster. And then sending her some wine and just and starting a whole fight. And it was all tweeted supposedly live on Twitter. But then was it the Blaze that came out with it first or who?
The one that I read was the Blaze said that that they were trying to find this woman and she didn't exist.
And then he came out and said, yeah, he was just faking it. So just to get some buzz on his Twitter thing, which worked. So.
Sure did.
It worked, but now he's this asshole that no one's going
to
believe anything.
Yeah,
they
just
he ever
lied
says.
To everybody.
The internet turns on you so quickly because for a week, people have been talking nonstop about this airplane note war and like all this.
Which had this like big drama and this climax where the woman slapped his face on the jetway and all that kind of stuff.
And then there was like rumors after it came out that she was going to start suing him and everything. And just like people are like, this guy's a hero, you know, standing up for everyone. And of course, it's fake. Everything's fake. Everything. Always.
Am I the only one that I even when I read it, I didn't think, you know, I thought the woman was this fake woman was a con when I read it. But. Am I the only one that's like, it's really hard to cheer on an air, but I don't side with the airline either because I've been in enough situations where the airlines are a bunch of fucking cunts.
Yeah.
So like when he was like, oh man, we want to get to our family too. Yeah, but you're working today. I'm not. So go fuck yourself. You know, like you shouldn't have taken a job where you like this is related. Like that guy that got in trouble because he closed his store on Christmas and they fired him. I think it was a Domino's. Am I correct by saying that?
No. I don't remember that.
For Thanksgiving, I think he closed it. Mitch, can you do the search? He closed it. Yeah, the manager. Okay. They're supposed to be open on Thanksgiving Day. This all Domino's are, and this manager decided to close for his employees. And now there's
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. There you go.
Yeah, it was Pizza Hut.
Mitch, can you find the story? Can you read it?
Yeah, move one second. Okay, this is Pizza Hut manager who was fired for closing on Thanksgiving. Oh wait, he got his job back actually.
Oh well, there we go. That's fake too.
So read it.
Okay, after a Pizza Hut manager in Indiana announced that he had been fired for refusing to open on Thanksgiving Day, Pizza Hut offered him his job back. Tony Rohrer had worked in the franchise in Elkhart, Indiana for more than 10 years. He says that when he objected to opening on the holiday, he was told to write a letter of resignation. Thanksgiving and Christmas are the only 2 days that they're closed in the whole year, Rohrer said, and they're the only 2 days that people are guaranteed to have off to spend with their families. Wait, I thought... Well, whatever. Rohr wrote a letter explaining why the store should close, and he says he was fired shortly after. The local Pizza Hut franchise says he quit, but they agreed to hire him back. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He's
forced quit.
Okay. So all's well that ends well, I guess.
No, it's not.
No, it's not.
Because now I'm upset.
Because you got duped?
No, I'm upset that people are being told to quit their jobs when we have so a high unemployment rate. Fuck you.
I don't know. A weird thing. Like, telling someone to quit, like, that's what you do in politics or, like, a sports team or, you know what I mean? Like, that's
never going to make it in this business.
No, they tell you, I want you to quit because then I don't have to pay your unemployment.
Right.
That's what that is.
Yep.
That is true.
And then you got to say
no. Then you'd be like, no, I'm not going to quit. Like, you either fire me or you don't.
Right.
Well, fine, Dutch, you're fired.
But we don't get paid here.
Me too, me next. Do me.
No, Mitch, you have to work less forever.
I do the opposite of what people want. I'm going to do that, you idiot.
You're doing stuff for us forever.
Hey, Dutch, I kind of got the video up, so I don't know if you want to try, but I did have a song for...
Oh, yeah, because I wasn't able to pull anything because I was in the ER all day.
You can't pull it.
I literally was there all day.
Now, I'm not going to try to get you back on Hangout, but I will tell you the name of the song. It's Big Bang, and the name of the song is Fantastic Baby.
Fantastic Baby?
Yeah, if you want to pull it up so you can play along, let me know when you're ready, and we'll hit play at the same time and enjoy this video.
So you don't want me to do Hangout? Will I shut everything down?
No, I think it'll crash it because it's overheating. So I'll it'll be fixed. Hopefully by tomorrow. So,
all right. Big Bang what?
Big Bang Fantastic Baby.
Big Bang. I swear to God, this brings me to Big Bang Theory.
Fantastic Baby.
It's hard for me to type.
You just don't get the humor because you're not smart enough.
No, just because you say a reference...
Oh, yeah, it's like that fruitcake was harder to eat than kryptonite because it's so tough.
It's a good impression.
Bang joke. Boom. All right.
I got a plan.
1, 2, 3, and you'll start by seeing a lovely owl.
Aw, what a little hooter.
여기 붙어라 모두 모여라 We gon' party like La-da-da-da Mom을 열어라
I wanna go to Hot Topic now. Me too.
So, is this a Japanese boy band?
I don't know. They told me to play this one without watching it before in the group.
Oh my God! There's a fire.
It's like Tron and Hogwarts.
I like this song. Hold on. Okay, I like this song.
Why is Rufio from...
Yeah, right, that's right! I was just thinking that. It's Rufio.
Rufio.
Oh!
It's like Rufio mixes with Game of Thrones,
mixes with
Harry
Beetlejuice.
Potter,
mixes with Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah.
Are they all gay?
Is it the same person?
I think so. No, it's all different dudes.
No, they're all Asian. So.
Well, you can't really tell, right?
Oh, he's an Asian hipster.
He is.
What are they? I don't understand what they're doing.
They're flexing some muss, man.
I like the one with the blonde hair scooped over
Dance
his eyes.
Dance break!
Oh. Wow, fantastic, baby.
Dance. I'm dancing in this shit.
Me too. Fantastic, baby. Hey, Dutch. Guess what my review of this song is?
You give it 5 Royce ups?
I give it a fantastic, baby.
I give it a mush mushy.
We probably should figure out a rating system because we're all over the place.
Right.
We're like all over the place. I give it 3 turnbuckles and a foot.
I give it 5 brownies.
Is that good?
It's like brownie points.
Out of how many brownies, though?
Out of 4?
That's what's too many brownies.
It's like giving 110%.
No.
I give this one 7 finger stitches.
Dutch, how come you never wear a fly fur coat like that?
I don't know.
You never dye your eyebrows green like that.
Yeah.
Or have lipstick like that.
You know what? It looks like they're living in a Mad Max world that's been taken over by homosexuals.
Homosexuals.
I gotta tell you, man, I dance to this shit.
Oh no, I'm not. I like the song.
I already took my shirt off.
How come they're never in the same room together?
This is why.
Wow.
Oh, there's bears out.
There they are.
Yeah, it's definitely a boy band group.
I like their bullet time dancing.
No, that's just how they dancing over there.
Oh, really?
Okay, now they're just...
Shakalaka!
What are these puppets?
They look like the dog from the Muppets.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yes.
It was in The Lion King. The musical.
And then they have these weird... I don't know. This is like industrial gay.
There you go. It's like 9-inch dicks.
Yes. There you go.
There you go.
9-inch dicks.
Yeah. So what's the verdict?
I love it. I say the verdict is dance, baby.
Fantastic, baby.
Oh, yeah.
On a scale from like 1 to amazing, I give it about a 14.
I give it an amazed balls.
You guys are really, I'm going to go back to what I said. You're all over the place with the rating system.
I don't understand. How do you rate things?
Well, because
if I had to put it like on a spectrum of colors.
Yeah, okay, let's see that. Like if it was colors.
I would say I'm going to give this one a sienna orange.
Do you have synesthesia? What are you doing? Stop associating
colors. I actually do.
You don't see orange.
I actually do. It's weird that you say that. I actually do.
No, so is that video really orange?
That's actually the first thing that came to my mind when I heard it.
Yeah, different people with synesthesia. I've known people that have it. Like
when I played music back in the day, like different chords, I would see different colors. Like A, I would see more of like a yellow. I would see blue. D, I would see green.
Well, that makes sense.
Synesthesia is your your senses get confused and you associate different music to sounds and actually words to colors. Different people have it in different ways. Like some people associate different people as numbers.
It's a deadly disease. Yeah. Incurable.
Yeah. My only thing is music and colors. That's the only thing. So. Yeah, this one is definitely more of a sienna orange.
And music made by coloreds.
Yes.
And girls named Sienna.
Why is this song orange?
I don't know. That's just the first thing that came to my head when I saw it, when I heard it.
Okay, I don't know if there was like a
reason. Well,
there
sure
is no reason. That's the thing with people who have this idiot syndrome that we do. And the thing is, a lot more people have it than you think, I would imagine, right? Some people, like you were saying, some people have it with numbers. Like, they'll see things and just see, they'll like see a set of speakers and be like, oh, that's a 9. Or, you know what I mean? Or they'll see certain people and just have numbers. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm aware of this, but it's just music and colors. That's it.
And they're perfectly functional. I mean, there's nothing wrong with them. It's just a cross.
No,
in
there's
there.
Something wrong with you because I never see color.
Well, you're colorblind then.
Oh, maybe there's something wrong with me then.
Yeah, maybe you should check your eyes. You've never done that? You've never like associated things with other things?
Well, that's what you just said was so vague. That is the vaguest thing you've ever said.
No, I mean like...
No, I'm going to repeat what you said. You've never done that? You have never associated things with other things?
You know what I mean? Like,
no, I don't.
Okay,
I actually don't have no clue.
Okay, like, in the context of the conversation we just had in the last 5 minutes, it makes sense.
Uh-huh. Cornax just says the song is orange because his hair is orange at the beginning.
Fair enough.
Is it? I don't know. It's possible.
I was going to say, if you really do have synesthesia and you see color when you're talking musical chords, then maybe that song was in a particular key.
No.
It was the color orange for you.
It probably was. It might be the particular key.
Yeah, but aren't you glad I didn't say banana?
Yeah, but orange is the new black.
Boy, stop. Both of you stop. By the way, I caught up on that. Well, sort of caught up on that this weekend with Shell.
Did you catch up? You did or you didn't?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't watch all the episodes because we kind of skipped forward to the most recent ones.
Oh.
And then if we needed to go back and watch the other ones, then we would have because we were so far behind.
I'm going to bring something up for people because we're always helping them out to save
yes,
money.
Walking Dead. What the fuck?
Well, yes, I want to talk about that, but hold on a second. This is actually related to why I think I'm gonna cut cable altogether. I got one of I had an old laptop sitting around here, and I put something on it called XBMC, which is like
I put something on it called porn.
Pornography. I don't know if you heard of it, guys. It's on the internet now. I installed the program, but there's all these plugins, right? And it's like a media player, but these plugins, you could watch every TV show ever online for free. They even have the latest episode of The Walking Dead is put up 30 minutes after, like, and you could stream it and watch it.
Whoa.
I was watching Red Zone all weekend on it, so it works.
Quality. Could you send this to me? Good quality?
Yeah, just search. It's free. It's not illegal. It's XBMC. But when you download the program, then you go to this. You search on Google for XBMC plugins, and then there's a whole list of, like, one for a sports channel, one for recording TV, one for – and they have one for watching your YouTube videos. So it's actually pretty cool. And it's totally free. It's totes free.
It's free, but is it legal?
It is legal. There's nothing illegal about it. It's the same reason why you watching the NFL Red Zone stream on an illegal feed, you're not doing anything illegal.
What does this have to do with porn?
Nothing. Marie said porn.
Are there any porn streams?
Yes, there's adult-only plugins that have a whole bunch of pay stuff for free streaming, too.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Well, you could also go to just a tube site and do that, but...
No, you can, but not on your big screen while laying on your bed with your remote.
Good point.
With your hot fiance next to you.
Yeah, you know it's different. I have a hot fiance.
Okay, so there's my question then. Do you need an IR blaster on your laptop to use a remote on it? Or?
No, because all you do is you get your phone and you download a free program. It's called Desktop Controller.
What are you, some sort of wizard?
You install the Desktop Controller on your PC. It runs in the background, and you control it via Wi-Fi.
You do realize, Royce, that you just spoke porn to Mitchell.
I know. But yeah, and then the desktop app lets you. Even has a control specifically for XBMC, so you control it that
way. Mitch, what is your chub level right now?
It's a 4 out of 3.
Anyway, I'm just saying it so people could stop paying cable because
you
don't need it anymore.
It's only out of 3. Yeah. It doesn't
give
you
more sense to me.
Scale.
Speaking of scale, Westerner wants to know on the scale of 1 to 10, 1 being John Baum and 10 being Ryan and Sean touching dicks. Where does it rank?
Ooh. I mean, they're both so sexy. Can it be both?
Can it be 1 and 10?
Yeah, can I watch both of them?
How can Ace be 1 and 11? What kind of God would allow that? Simpsons reference. Someone out there will laugh.
It's always a Simpsons reference.
I got it.
I just let you guys go.
Thank you, Mitch. How can Ace be 1? That cracked me up for 10 weeks. How can Ace be 1 and 11? I'm going to find a meme of that.
So what did you think? Well, should we talk about the... I wanted to talk about The Walking Dead.
Yeah, let's talk about it. It happened.
Talk about it.
Sunday,
it happened. If
so
you got...
Good.
Here you go. Spoiler alert. Live listeners, we're going to be talking about Walking Dead. And just, you know, tune out if you don't want to hear or if you haven't caught up yet. So
someone should give him a hand, right, Dutch? Huh?
Or Herschel's head. Oh!
At least mine was a little vague. Yours was, like, direct.
Well, that's my point. That's why I'm fun.
I got it. It sucks, man. I liked Herschel. I liked Herschel.
I liked Herschel, too. And I thought that them killing the girl was going to be, like, the biggest major death that night. But nope. They fucking... And you know what? I liked what they did because Ryan, you know, he's the most cynic on this show. He was like, oh, I'm so bored. Like, you know, at the beginning part of the show. And I kind of agree with the direction they went and the fact that they had to switch it up and the fact that the whole prison's gone and everybody's split up and gone different ways. So now we got like 5 new storylines to work on next season. So I liked it. I love the episode. What did you guys think?
Well, I loved it. And when they killed the governor, like Michonne went back to him and she had the option. She had the chance to, you know, kill him, but she didn't.
She wanted him to suffer.
Instead, she left him to get, to suffer. And then that other bitch, shot him in the face, but...
Yeah, but you wanted him to get shot in the face. Like, that was kind of the thing.
But
by
can I tell
her.
You that out of this season, and I don't know if you agree with me or not, Dutch, but out of this season, I enjoyed the episodes that were just governor-centric, probably.
Oh, I loved them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what I'm saying is out of both of them, I really enjoyed those more. Like, seeing him as a huge... Because for a while there, and I don't know how you were with him, but for especially when they first show him in that episode where he comes back and he takes in that family and all that stuff, you know what I mean?
Right.
In that, when you see him with that, you start feeling for him, and you're that's weird.
You're like, okay, he's fucked up. They address the fact that he got abused as a kid by his dad, and...
And then that golf club incident, you know?
Yeah, that, you're kind of like, okay, that's right, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah, then you're like, oh, he's fucking terrible.
That's right. He's a psychopath.
Yeah.
I thought it was great. I thought that, the latter half, I mean, the earlier episodes, a little slow with the whole the disease in the prison and everything like that. Some good action. But the storyline in and of itself, a little slow. But I, whatever, fuck it. This finale makes up for any amount of slowness they had earlier on.
Now, I'm sorry if you said it before. Did you wash
my penis before I came into the show? Yes, but I did take a dump and it's probably smelling down there. But anyways, what were you saying?
Did you watch it at a bar or did you watch
it? I watched it at home.
Okay, because I know you that they showed at bars, like I said, that we watched Herschel. I watched it at home too, though, we didn't get a chance.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm playing the video, the Herschel's death scene here right now behind us on the video so people were watching it.
Oh, by the way, there's a special celebrity guest in the chat room. We have Carl.
Oh, Carl's in there.
And he says, my dad always yells at me.
He does.
Carl!
Once Rick started doing that speech to the governor, like, yeah, we can live in the prison together, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, no. Bye, Herschel. It was nice.
Yeah, you just knew it. I knew it.
It sucks, man.
Right. They killed the baby. They killed Herschel.
Well, they didn't say
they killed
that
the
they
other
killed
little
the baby.
Kid. Yeah, well, you just kind of implied.
Because she wasn't. Because I don't know if you guys watch Talking Dead. I don't watch it a lot, but I caught part of it.
I normally do. But they weren't. It's not available on demand for some reason.
Oh, well. Oh. Anyway, they do the in memoriam of all the characters that died on that previous mm-hmm. episode. They did Herschel. They did the governor. They did the random zombies and stuff. They didn't say the baby.
Huh.
So. Maybe the baby's not dead.
Well, it's either that or Maggie, who was all bloodied up, probably went over and scooped the baby up, and that's why there's blood in the thing.
In the comic, by now, the baby's dead. The baby dies with Laurie in the graphic novel.
Oh, okay, so it's a whole different... Yeah, I kind of like that they're doing this, by the way.
No, me too, especially... I appreciate it, considering I've read the graphic novel. I like being surprised. I'd rather be surprised. Like, I'm sure you know the whole debacle with Rick's hand...
You know,
hand, Rick Hand. He's got a lot of hands. Something about his hands.
The governor cuts off his hand.
Hands.
But in the comic book by now, also Rick has his hand cut off by the governor.
Right. So I did know that.
I don't know if they're gonna really go all the way through with it, only because Kirkman says his biggest regret in the graphic novel was cutting Rick's hand off because it made it hard for him to write the rest of the story.
Right.
Because he loses it pretty early in the graphic novel. So he's like, the rest of the story, you have to get used to the fact that just he has one hand.
Right.
So I don't know if they're going to do it or not. Or I don't know if they use them killing Herschel as a reason, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, so far, they've kept the basic blueprint of the graphic novel. And then, you know, all the other amenities, you know, kind of just, I mean, just the fact that Daryl and Merle didn't even exist. So, what now?
Am I the only one that thinks that the show's going to jump the shark up?
I hope it doesn't, man.
Jump the zombie shark,
maybe. I don't want it to either, but...
I don't think they're going to because...
Makes my reason, though, before you say that. They've already announced a spinoff about a different group of survivors in the same universe, but in a different town. I'm afraid they're going to water it down because it's one thing when you have a spinoff of two shows that are completely different, but this is the same exact thing. Another group of survivors fighting zombies. Like, it's not anything different.
Here's the thing. I don't mind it because it's not about the fighting zombie part. It's about the whole drama and interaction of the humans.
With this other survivor family, they're going to end up, you know, hiding out in Rick's old house or something. You're going to see pictures of
No. It's
going to
be someone like, you know, like, it's going to be the survivors of, like, you know, the New England area. Right now, we're just focused on a group of people in Atlanta.
Yeah, no. They did say it's going to take place in a different part, and it's going to take place from the beginning of the, you know, it's like from when this one started.
Dude, they could do this for the rest of their life, like a soap opera. I have no problem with it. I think it's great. I love anything with that as long as they keep the same directors and writers and they keep it to that whole gritty shit where everybody can die at any second kind of thing. I like it. I have a problem with it.
It's like the first season of Survivor in Borneo versus Survivor in Thailand versus Survivor in Palio or any other stupid 27
By the way, Marie,
episodes.
Somebody else died. We need to have our own montage at the end of the show of people that died during our show. The actor who played Luigi in the live-action show.
Whoa, breaking news!
Trending now. Sorry, wrong one. Wrong day.
Wrong button.
Yeah, I'll read it. Canadian actor Danny...
Here it is. Sorry, hold on. Trending now.
Thank you.
Canadian actor Danny Wells, best known among gamers as the man who played Luigi in the late 80s TV show The Super Mario Brothers Super Show, has died at age 72.
Super Mario...
I didn't know the Italian man Luigi was Canadian. That's massive.
My whole life is a lie now.
Aw, poor Luigi.
According to his obituary in the Montreal Gazette, sounds cold, Wells, whose actual name is Jack Wesselman, passed away last Thursday, November 28th, on Thanksgiving. Sad. In addition to...
Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show!
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's again...
Oh. Others who get all I remember as a kid thinking this show stunk.
Double, we're faster than the others. You'll be hooked on the brothers.
This is the intro for this show.
Yo, you're in for a treat, so hang on to. What if they insist rapping over everything in the 80s was okay?
80s white rap was everywhere.
Look up Super Mario Brothers Super Show theme because you have to see these two old white men dancing to this.
Little Mala Chat just goes, Mamma Mia!
I say we should play this every time we have a breaking news article. The whole song.
instead of replace my button to just that?
Yeah, watch. It'll be like, breaking news!
If you play that tomorrow, if you play that tomorrow for Ryan when he's thinking of a trending now, he will lose his shit.
Okay, send me the clip.
Don't tell him.
I'll give it to you.
Send me the clip. I'll do that.
Listen to Dutch and Royce the following.
What I'll do is I'll kick it to like the fun part of the song.
Yep. I'll send it to you.
He is going to lose his shit.
Cammy disagrees with me. He stopped the show rule. No, it did not. Even as a kid, I was like, I don't like this.
Hammy looks like the guy who played Mario with a mustache.
Yeah, they did really cast these guys weird.
To the bridge, bro.
This is the worst show in history, but also the terrible. Best show in history.
Can we pull up an episode of this? Can you play it on the Ustream?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll do it right now. Hold on.
Just you know, like one of the most popular ones that they had.
I can't believe it. This was a thing. We've gone through so many things that we're like, this is going to be a good idea.
This is one where the guy who plays Mario accidentally slipped the fuck you Luigi on the show.
Okay, well, then go ahead and put it in the chat room. That way the listeners can play. Oh, actually, no, I need to play along. So,
just type Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Fuck you. You'll come up. The first one. It's only 26 seconds long. Well, listen for the fuck you.
Cammy says, when I was six, the show was amazing.
Okay, listen. Just listen for the fuck you.
Time for a new day. But as we always say, neatness counts.
That's right, Mario. And by the way,
roll up a piece of spaghetti on your overalls.
You, Luigi.
Oh, Jesus. He's so set it.
He clearly, let me back it up so you can hear. He clearly said it. And this is on the show. This was aired. Okay, let me play it.
On your overalls.
You, Luigi. And you have a little bit of spaghetti sauce.
Fuck you, Luigi.
You, Luigi. And you have a little bit of spaghetti sauce on your shirt.
So I think it was a pretty good show. They just said fuck you on
all
networks.
Right, well, I guess so.
Left and right. Like, I don't give a fuck.
It's like Mark Summers, who would just throw out like sexual innuendo every once in a while on Double Dare.
Yep.
He was the best.
Mark Summers is still the best. Unwrapped, hello?
Dude, that fucker, I guess, was in like a bad car. I think we bring up Mark Summers like once a month, it seems like. But remember that like horrible car wreck he was in? Like he fucked up his face. He's good now, yeah. But.
Yep. Yeah.
I guess he wrote a book where he openly talks about his crippling OCD that he has. And
yeah, he said he would like stay up in the middle of the night straightening like the carpet.
Yeah.
The fibers.
Yeah.
On the ends of the carpet, making sure it was all aligned.
How do people who like have this horrible, I don't know what you call it, thing?
This
like, how do these guys get so like? How are they so successful?
It relax. This song relaxes them.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm gonna do, dude?
My favorite part's
I'm gonna pull this song without any lyrics from them and make my own dubstep version of it.
Please do. That'd be amazing.
Because I'm actually FYI, and I haven't told you guys this yet, and I'm just gonna go ahead and tell you on the air. I'm gonna be going out to North Carolina again for 3 weeks this time.
You did tell us.
I did tell you, okay, good. Well, listeners, in case you know where I broadcast from.
Listeners don't care.
Huh?
The listeners don't care. And Pikachu in the chat is upset with that he doesn't like the Mario Brothers.
He doesn't like Mario Brothers.
This super show was two guys high walking on top of a green screen.
Okay, fine. So what? And it was good.
It was not good.
I just posted a screenshot of an episode of I don't know what.
With Roddy Piper.
I don't know what's going on.
Is that Roddy Piper?
Yes.
What's going on in that show?
We're doing a segment of Piper's Pit, obviously.
According to Cornex, greatness is happening on the show.
I found the episode with Roddy Piper and just the scene with Roddy Piper.
Okay, let's watch it.
We will. Let's pull it up. I'm sorry, I gotta fast forward the intro. Unless you want to hear it again.
Piper, that mean wrestler, he left his bagpipe shit for me to fix him, and I can't find him anywhere.
Yeah, you meatball, we're plumbers. We don't fix
Hey, fuck you, Luigi.
Yeah, I know that, and you know that, but I wasn't going to tell Roddy Piper that. What am I going to do?
Yeah, back to rock him a little bit. It'll relax, you know.
I mean, you throw a fireball at him.
While I get the door.
All right. Go, Mario.
It's good that they keep playing the bagpipe so you remember.
Dude, they constantly had music going on. They had constantly had like Nintendo sound effects going on. It was like
we're afraid of kids getting bored. That's all it was. Keep their attention. Noise.
I had laying around the house.
Oh.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, Luigi, it's not Rowdy Roddy Piper. It's some hairy lady with the plant dress. Now, that's a mistake most people make just once.
Okay, all right, enough. Or we'll have Mersh call your
show. I like the live studio audience that was laughing along, though.
Why?
Canned laughter, or was there a live studio audience?
It's canned laughter. You want to hear it?
It's some hairy lady with the plant dress. Now, that's a mistake most people make just once. My name is Rowdy Roddy Piper, and I want my back.
Actually, your name is Roderick Toombs.
Hey, I was only kidding, Roddy. I mean, but I'll tell you the truth, I wouldn't wear a skirt, especially in the streets of Brooklyn.
Is the guy who plays Mario Captain Lou Albano, because he looks like him?
This show is terrible.
Terribly good, I know.
It's not terribly good.
I'll send you a torrent with all the episodes such. Do you not want it?
No, I don't want it. No, it's good.
It's only 17 gigs. I'll send it to you in floppy disk. I need 73 of them.
There was only 65 episodes of that wonderful, wonderful TV
That's
series.
It?
There were they had 65 different things to say.
Yes, he was Captain Lou Albano. I knew it. I would play Mario's Captain Lou Albano. I knew it. No wonder they had wrestlers on there.
Sorry, I have this article about Charlie Sheen and his ex-girlfriends, and there was like, you know how like you see the related ones next to it?
Mm-hmm.
The one I saw, apparently Heidi Montag. Remember her?
A little bit.
And Spencer Pratt, the two douchebags from the Hills show.
Yeah.
Apparently, she took her mega water balloon size boobs and got like boob reduction. And sorry, I was just distracted by that. But anyways, Charlie Sheen, apparently, remember like when he was going through his meltdown? Well, everybody calls it a meltdown phase. I call it a brilliant phase. And the fact that he was able to get out of his show and get paid for it. Those three porn star bitches he was dating at one time,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they stole thousands and thousands of dollars from him.
Well, when you're high on coke, it's really easy to steal stuff from you.
They could have stole millions.
Charlie Sheen is wishing death upon two of his former, quote, angels, claiming they scammed him out of some serious cash, and now he wants to fatally choke them on Vaughn's can of pressed turkey. So, let's see. Oh, before he started dating Brett Rossi, he's dating a dude now?
Yeah.
He ended his relationship with the trio of porn stars, Celeste Starr, Jamie Langford, and Jenna Jordan. No. This was after the goddess phase, because remember how Brie Olsen was part of all that?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He started dating Celeste Starr, Jamie Langford, and Jana Jordan. The only one I know about of this group is Jana Jordan, I think. All right, anyway, sorry. Sources connected to the scene tells us that Charlie believes that two of the three angels, Jamie and Jana, carried out a scheme to run up his credit card bill, and when he found out, he went ballistic. In fact, he fired off one of his more sheenish statements of all time, telling them, "I observe more nobility and honor in the drifters I've run over, child molesters, spit up in Pelican Bay." His ability to just come up with these nonsense rants
is amazing.
Right, here we go.
He's a genius.
Wait,
we should pay him.
He's
more.
Run over people. Is anyone going to bring that up? That he just said he's run over people and he's finally.
Apparently, he did.
Okay.
All right. Can I just send? I'm not a good reader here. I'm gonna copy this.
We're not good at reading things.
You know me. Like I stumble over words and I'm horrible. You guys are.
Just by the way, we're gonna have Coco, the astronaut porn star, next week's Dutch and Royce.
Are we her?
Yep. She'll
I thought
be
it was
on.
Gonna be this week.
Nope, it's next week. She's doing, I guess, astronaut training. Which okay. That means probably sucking 47 dicks in a fucking space tube. She's sucking 47 dicks while drinking Tang. That's her space training.
By the way, I posted it in the chat room, and this is his letter that he wrote to the two porn stars.
A weird way to write the letter.
Marie, go ahead and read it for me real quick, Marie.
Houston, you have a problem.
Her
name is Jana. L.A., you have a chubbier problem. Her name is Jamie. Both of you need to go fuck yourselves in the most decayed flop house at the Zero Dark Epicenter in the seedy barrio I call, I'm assuming, Shit City?
Cunt City.
It's blacked out.
Nigger City!
Whoa.
I'm assuming that's what he said. It's blacked out, though.
Whoa.
Why wouldn't he say that?
I don't know.
I'm just reading what Charlie Sheen is reading.
You arrogant, abusive, two-peso con artist.
How does he know me?
Not since the cancer known as Brooke have I been the victim of such an elaborate and dastardly shakedown.
By the way, the Brooke he's talking about is
Hogan.
No. Isn't that his wife of two, the one he still hangs out with?
Oh, no. The Brooke he's talking about is a small river.
No. Not Brooke Burke. Who the fuck was he married to? Anyway, sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
Oh, no. The Brooke he's talking about is the first part of the story that sells the massage chairs.
Oh. Brooke's.
Truth be told, I've observed more nobility and honor in the drifters I've run over and child molesters I spit on at Pelican Bay.
Once again, he runs over drifters.
Apparently.
Okay.
Maybe, like, you know, metaphorically, like, over their emotions.
Oh, okay.
Did you skip forward, like, a lot?
No. Dastardly shakedown, truth be told.
You may seem confused by his writing, but that's just how it's written.
No. I'm saying, okay, cancer known as Brooke, I have been a victim of such an elaborate dastardly shakedown? I'm so sorry I zoned out because I felt my heart beat in my finger and I was focusing on that. I'm sorry. I haven't taken an ibuprofen in a little while and my finger hurts a lot.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's
go take one.
I was in the emergency room. I'm injured.
And entitled.
Go ahead.
All right, let me continue. I reviewed the AMA.
Wait, Dutch, you went to the emergency room when?
Listen to the first part of the show.
Oh, no, forget it. I don't want to work. Go ahead.
I reviewed the Amex statements in detail.
Whoa, what's Amex? I don't get these new
American
kids.
Express.
Nobody says Amex, you dumb
shit. I say Amex.
It's Amex. Come on.
I say Amex.
I say Xmas.
You say shithead.
Well, you're a shithead, Dutch. Go ahead.
All right, back to the letter. Charlie Sheen's letter.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Can we meet Emilio Estevez's letter instead? He's more interesting.
Emilio!
Quack! Quack! Quack!
Quack! Quack!
Quack!
Quack! Quack! Quack! Quack! Quack! All right, I'll go read this letter, though.
Okay.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Are you kidding me, right, meow?
Meow. Meow.
Sorry, go ahead.
You're both 25 to life, more guilty than the most extreme and reckless dirty insert swear word.
Poopy face.
What do you think it is, Mitch?
Poopy face.
Reckless and dirty.
It's like Mad Libs.
Reckless and dirty nice people.
Okay.
All right, Joel, reckless and dirty
niggers.
You can't use it for everything.
Oh, he does, though, in real life.
Well, that's what Charlie Sheen says. He's a racist, and I'm appalled by this.
This is how you make it clever but also hurtful.
Okay.
You reckless and dirty Frenchman.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Well, you got to see the words afterwards, though.
Muggles.
There you go.
He says, you're freckless. I see. This is right. I can't read. Sorry, Marie. Go ahead.
Freckled bitch.
Here you go. More guilty than the most extreme and reckless dirty muggles suck holes I've ever suffered.
Okay.
I don't have the interest, the energy, or the time to illustrate or elaborate upon this wanton and aggressive laundry list.
You would have plenty of time if you weren't using so many adjectives.
He loves adjectives.
He really does. It's his favorite thing.
I need to describe this in greater detail.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good.
He loves adjectives, but he hates punctuation or capitalization, I'm noticing.
Yeah. Your.
Your.
No, say it the way it's supposed to be said.
You are both as shady and fiction fueled as the first day of summer is long.
What?
Wow, that's deep.
Someone's taking a creative writing class.
Yes.
Fiction fueled as the first
day of summer. Technically, the middle day of summer is the longest. Isn't it?
Oh, shut up, Mitchell.
I don't know.
Then the wind blows across my face and I smell dandelions.
Well, technically, you can't smell dandelions because they don't have a scent. That's what Mitchell does. He just
ruins everything.
Fun. We're trying to, like, make fun of this idiot, and you're like, well, technically, he's not correct.
It's not really that. Not really that.
Actually, the summer solstice is a little later in the month.
You know, if you think about it, actually, I think the fall solstice is probably.
You know what? Lose my number. Erase the memory of me. Never speak. Oh, wait.
Yeah, you're reading now.
Is this me talking or Charlie Sheen?
Or my dad last night.
Right. Nice.
All right. Yes. Lose my number. Erase the memory of me. Never speak my name in public or in private. You know my code. with violent hatred. I hope you two
comes violent responsibility.
Exactly.
She's like a violent Spider-Man.
I hope you two charlatans fatally choke on a Von.
Charlatans? What are the 1800s?
Indeed it is, sir.
Okay.
On a Von's can.
You scallywags.
A pressed turkey and a generic bag of Cran Helpler.
I don't know what that means.
I think he's making fun of poor man's food.
It's helper, not helpler.
Helpler. No, I want helpler.
You like helpler?
Helper.
I like adding L's in the middle of words for no reason.
Helpler. Yeah, what are you, Asian? Go ahead.
Okay, I don't know. Oh, that's a made-up. Okay, this is a made-up. This is a made-up Charlie Sheen word. It's sheenuously poetic.
Sheenuously?
Yes.
I think he meant Kanye-ously.
Hey, you remember what Kanye said the other day? He said because he's married Kim Kardashian, he has single-handedly made it okay for interracial couples to date now. Seriously, I'm not. That's not a joke.
Look it up. We can get to that next. Let's finish this real quick.
All right. It's sheenuously poetic that on a day rooted in the celebration of gratitude, I can dance joyously across the graves of your napalm charred corpses as I revel in the absolute and perfect reality of your swift and permanent disposal. C.
Okay. First of all, he gave them Amex cards. They're porn stars. What did he expect?
For them to use it responsibly?
I guess so.
You don't give a... First of all, you don't give a woman a credit card unless you're going to marry
ever.
Her.
No. Ever.
You're marrying her.
No. No.
You don't. You just don't.
You just don't do it. It's not things you do.
No.
Nobody does this.
It's like free money. It's like
stuff while you're in it.
No one has to pay it.
I like spending things.
I like imagining that like Mitch is looking over at Sherry and shaking his head going, I don't agree with these two idiots. Don't worry about
it. If you ever get a woman.
No, she's sleeping, but I agree with you two idiots. You don't give them credit cards.
All we do is just skip around the mall, frolicking with our little Amex in hand, going, I want this and
can I tell you what me and Marie do? And I started this, but now she's been
Marie
taking
and
it.
I.
Marie and were. When we take Yugi for a walk, sometimes the kids randomly will draw like little hopscotch things on the floor
and
with chalk.
Penises.
And we always have to do the whole hop. We'll be talking, walking. Like, yeah, so anyway. This
no, you don't. No, you don't.
Both of us have done it. But let me explain.
My God. First of all,
we'll be like, well, anyway, Marie, so what I was saying is we should, and then we'll,
one,
just stop.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight,
so anyway,
nine, ten.
So what we're going to do is you're going to and every when it's on the floor, you have to do the whole thing.
You know what it is?
Even if we're mad at each other, you have to do it.
You know what it is that you are an adult officially when you can walk by a hopscotch drawn in chalk on the floor and not do it.
You always have to.
You two are like a living version of New Girl.
Well, whatever. Look, we've been doing it before that, and you know that. So
I don't think I've ever done it in my entire life. I don't even know how to do it.
You just put your feet in the boxes and hop.
And count it loud. I thought there was like a game behind it, like Rooker.
Well, yeah, if you have a hacky sack, then you throw it on the thing, and if it lands on a square, you have to skip that square and do all the other squares.
Is that how it works?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
That's the game.
And then we every time we walk, we try to plan how we're going to rearrange the sign that says Grand Pines to say Grand Penis. Because here's the thing. Let me explain. It used to be. Okay. Well, let me explain. There's a sign that says Grand Pines. Okay.
And it looks like it should say Grand Penis.
Well, no. Let me tell the. Okay? You're saying it wrong, and you're going to ruin it. Can I tell the story right, please?
Yeah. See, it should be Grand Penis.
There's a sign that says
Grand Penis. I love how I have selective immaturity. Like, that's the thing I laugh at, but not the hopscotch.
There's a sign that says Grand Pines.
And it should be Grand Penis.
It should be Grand Penis. No. But it used to be in, like, Times New Roman, but I guess kids were trying to change it to Grand Penis, so they had to change all the sign to cursive so the letters stuck together so they couldn't pull them off.
Oh, that's brilliant, actually.
Yeah.
The highlight of Royston and my week last week was when all the Christmas lights went up after Thanksgiving and we realized some kid was going to take two
of the reindeer and make them look
like they're humping each other.
Every year, dude.
What neighborhood are you guys live in?
The one next to Disney. Without
a very silly one.
It's a silly neighborhood. Without fucking fail. The kids do that to not even a one. It's to all, everyone.
It's always funny because they get the animatronic deer.
The ones that move.
The ones that look like they should be eating grass. So the head bobs up and down, but then they put it on the back of another one so it looks like it's humping it. It's hilarious every time.
I'm going to see if I can find a video. Here we go. Someone did it. Here's a video of what I'm talking about. It's just, you know what it looks like, right? Of the reindeer humping.
Jesus.
That should be our claim to our millions.
Look at that.
As we invent the dumping reindeer. Yep.
Okay, and these are videos of guys actually showing themselves doing it. These guys are dicks. So they have the two reindeer humping, and then they have an inflatable Santa moving his hand up and down like he's spanking them. they're adults too. They're not even kids. These are adults. These are two adults. What are they doing? That guy's like 45. Why is he setting up reindeer to hump?
Because it's still funny, even at 45. Right. Things like sex never stop being funny.
Yep.
Or sexy.
By the way, Patty, we are now plus 1 minute.
Yep.
We are now plus 1 minute.
No,
however,
I don't know if you noticed, but I think he thought that we were phoning it in at the end, so he just started counting down the minutes and changing his name.
I think he just gets bored.
Yeah.
No, he did.
I think it's time to wrap up anyway.
Exactly.
Because so. I got to figure out the fuck I'm going to fix the computer.
Yeah, what the hell happened?
I don't know, the power or something or other. I don't fucking know.
It overheated. It turned off. We're not sure.
Our pet's heads are falling off.
So is Herschel.
Oh, yeah, good point.
Very funny.
All right, Mitchell, why are you better?
I am better than you because I don't know.
Oh, wow. Normally you're really good at this.
I normally am, but I ran out of
steam. You guys usually take notes during the show to figure out, okay, let's go with that one kind of thing.
That was funny.
Okay, Royce.
Sorry. I'm better than you because I'm not going to run out of steam like Mitch during mine.
You still didn't think of anything, though. But anyways, Marie.
I'm better than you because I haven't passed up a hopscotch game to date.
And I'm better than you because I actually can see color when I hear music.
Well, let me try again. I'm better than you because when I play hopscotch, I play Prison Rules.
Well, let me try again. I'm better than you because my finger is in gushing blood.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Let me try better than you. Oh, fuck. Anyways. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget to tune in to Hippo Juice tomorrow.
Seeing you all week.
I think I turned a couple of guys at a bar on.
Gay.
I took my pants down. They just got so turned on. No, but I passed out a lot of cards this weekend as far as More Like Red. And I think they're going to be listening to the show tomorrow because they couldn't get enough of how Hippo Juice was named.
Yay.
I told them the story and they're just like, "That's the funniest fucking thing ever, man." So
yeah, we know.
So we'll see you guys next week. Like I said, don't forget to go to morelikeradio.com. Just fucking all the shows. There's something for everybody. At all hours of the day, we're generally live more than we're not. So don't forget to go to More Like Radio, and don't forget to not listen to a Hippo Juice tomorrow. So,
no, listen to it.
But don't not listen to it.
Wait, no, you're confusing people.
Do listen to it.
Do the do.
Do the do. Listen to Hippo Juice. We're going to get sponsored by Pepsi. All right, see you guys next week.
Juice.